Oh, what are you doing? Hello, America. Welcome to the Ad Hominem Attack Show. This is Chris Paw here with Dirty Shear.
That's me. I'm the dirtiest.
This week on the show, we'll talk about all the obvious things people are talking about right now.
Yeah.
Louis Creep K.
I still want to make a parody of his masterwork called Horace and Pee, where it's just somebody dressed up like Louis C.K. getting peed on while that music plays. Maybe in slow motion, and he's just like shaking his face back and forth, loving it.
Trump's tweeting insults at Kim Jong-un. Very rudimentary insults. Well, like, if we had him on our show, I would not have him back. yeah, and other stuff. I would normally say we'd go there now, but we don't have any music, so that would be dumb this week, I guess.
This week, we're recording in my basement, which now has its dungeon walls up again, because Halloween is over, so I have the dungeon back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ryan is away.
He's in Las Vegas.
Ryan is away in Vegas, being a creep. Not a Louis C.K. creep, but a creep that takes Instagram pictures where many people died.
Yeah. I have a feeling he's gone there because his mongrel people still have a secret outpost there where they will gift upon him all the entertainment advice that they can give one of theirs.
They're going to tell him to get in a Scorsese movie.
Yeah.
That's all those people are good for.
He's going to be in Scorsese's latest producer, writer, director film, Fags of New York.
No, it's Goodfellas 2, semicolon, this time they're fags. it's just Goodfellas given head.
Mm-hmm. As far back as I could remember, I always wanted a hot load in my mouth.
After we pulled off the Latunda heist, everyone had to go. They killed Shit Dick. Fudge Packer. And Ralph all in the same week. It's a reverse rule of three.
Sexy how?
Sexy how? Like I'm a Dago?
Like am I an Abercrombie and Fitch model sexy? Or am I like jizz all over my lumpy face sexy?
Sexy like how? Like you want to fuck me? Are you trying to fuck me? That old gag.
Yeah.
I'm sure the whole... Oh, he told... Ryan did tell me, this is confirmed, he's driving Sarah insane with, quoting Casino.
Oh, of course.
All the way around the, casinos there. Anyways, there's way more important shit going on in the world than Ryan DiPerna douching it up in Vegas.
Yeah. Not if you ask Ryan DiPerna, but... Well,
that's a great point. Yeah. He's on the mass murder tour.
Yep. Next, check out his dank unfiltered selfies in front of Dick Chow.
Big controversy this week in the world of comedy, Jeremy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What's happened now, Chris?
Someone whipped their dick out.
This doesn't narrow it down.
During a roast battle.
During a roast battle. Oh, that narrows it down.
Dick Gate, the Sham Hominem Attack Show. Sam Lanterette lost his title shot last week.
He got Vinnie Mac'd out of it.
He didn't lose it so much as Kyle won it. Here's the thing. If Ryan and I are both drunk, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yep. Yeah. Only one of you is allowed to be drunk at a time.
It's, yeah.
And Ryan's pretty much called it every week, so.
Well, here's the thing is, it makes the show very, raucous and much more amped up than usual.
Yeah.
I think, as far as I could tell. But also really dumb rules get thrown out in the heat of the moment. Like, whoever shows their dick wins the battle. And Sam had it clinched. Sam would have won, I think. And then I turned around and Kyle's dick was out. Actually, his boxer, he flashed it real quick. I turned around and he had his boxers back in place. There's some dispute on how much brain he hanged.
Well, it doesn't matter how much brain he hanged. It was the dick that was the winning show, not necessarily dick and balls.
Right. Well,
because if it was just showing your balls, I would show my balls. I'm very proud of my balls.
Is brain, is it only mean balls?
Yeah.
Well, okay, so let me rephrase that. On if he actually flashed or not, there was some dispute.
Ah. The ladies in the front seemed to think that he did.
Yeah, they were a little disturbed.
Yeah.
They're blogging somewhere right now.
Well, I haven't been blocked by any of them on Facebook, so.
They're writing the New York Times. To the New York Times.
Sexism in my roast battles? It's more prominent than you think.
What local roast battle show has been? It's a blind article on page 6.
Yeah.
I guess Logan won his battle against Spider, making him the new challenger to the belt. But we have to get Sam back in a title match as ASAP.
Okay, so are we having Logan versus On Horse? Is that the battle this month?
I think we're going to go forward with it.
Okay.
And then immediately the winner has to battle Sam.
Okay.
That's my idea.
Have you talked it over with Sam?
Nope. I haven't talked to anyone about this.
Well, now that it's out there, Sam, and I know you're listening, get a hold of Paw and figure this out. Or, you know, if you're just going to go about calling it the Sham Hominem Attack Show for your dumb friends on Facebook.
Which is hilarious. Yeah, I think because this show is the Cleveland Comedy Festival show.
It is.
So, last year, we had a big title bout between you and Tabitha, and the lights went out.
And it was still a good battle.
It was still pretty nutty show.
Chad Weaver chased people around with a trumpet.
That's true. That also happened. He chased them all down to the seats.
Yeah.
That was a pretty wild show. And so we got to amp it up. So I think a double title match. Some WWE. It's like the pay-per-view edition, you know.
Oh, wait.
Crazy title.
So you're saying that
shit happens.
Like, they're going to have two title matches in one show?
Yeah. We're going to have Logan and Kyle have their battle, and then whoever wins battles Sam immediately after that.
All right, well, see if you can get that done, because that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think that's the fairest way to address Dickgate.
Dickgate. This is the only major pulling out the dick news that happened this week.
Yeah, in comedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Well, if that can be done, I'm fine with that.
I think that's the way to go about it.
All right. All right, Jack Tunney.
I'm commissioner.
Yeah.
I'm the commissioner of the show.
Yeah, that's why Jack Tunney used to be the on-screen commissioner of the World Wrestling Federation.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The only commissioner I can think of in WWE is when Mick Foley did it.
Yeah.
And it was like a gimmick for a while there. I think Shane McMahon was it for a little while.
They have a bunch of different commissioners. Yeah. Jack Tunney was the last. No, it was Jack Tunney, then Gorilla Monsoon, I think.
Was the last when they actually sort of took it, like, acted like it was serious.
Yeah.
I see.
Gorilla Monsoon got the shit kicked out of him by Vader. It was amazing. Mm.
Wrestling history.
Yeah.
It
will creep into every lousy Weather Media Network show, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, it pops up every time somewhere. Remember the Shocker?
You mean the Shockmaster?
The Shockmaster, yeah. Yes.
I tried a Shockmaster joke at the last battle and it didn't work.
That's
I called Kyle the Cockmaster.
Oh.
That's what that was referencing.
See, I thought that was just because he has a great cock.
Well,
but I don't know. I don't know anymore.
Hmm.
I think he's got a weak dick. It won him the belt, though.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Kyle Honhorst, weak dick fat boy.
Kyle looks like somebody took a good-looking guy and stretched him out to the sides. Just squashed him down and stretched him out.
Kyle looks like Chunk from Salute Your Shorts. Not grown up, just Chunk. Donkey Lips, that was his name. Damn it. See, I'm fucking up my references. This is why I don't take my medicine before the show.
Well, we touched on it, but didn't get it touched on it.
Yeah.
Louis C.K. That's the big thing in the comedy world.
Yeah, because now that the Times has reported it and Louis confirmed it, it's official.
Yeah.
And we can actually talk about it now.
Well, I think if you go back two episodes, one of us made a joke about it or something.
I mean,
recently. It's been a thing that's been out there. And
it's been out there, it just hasn't been like, hey, this is actually a thing until right now.
Yeah.
Where everybody knows about it, not just nerds.
Yeah. And there was, a 24-hour period between Louis saying, yes, this is true, I'm a piece of shit, and the article coming out?
Yeah.
Was it about a day? Was it the next day?
Yeah, it was the next day.
It
was basically the fucking, some Hollywood paper reports that Louis' film has been pulled from a festival because of an upcoming New York Times article.
Right.
Several hours later, the article came out.
Yeah. They actually put it out early because it was all over the place already.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd heard a couple of the stories. I'd heard two of them, I think. Like, I think there were two that were really floating around for a while. And,
The Garfunkel and Oates one has been around for a minute, because I think Jen Kirkman talked about it on a podcast, 5 years ago.
I remember her talk, if this is the same thing, on Todd Glass. On the Todd Glass show.
Yeah, I don't remember when that was.
She talked about it on there, but she didn't put in names.
Mm.
And she didn't, not his or Garfunkel or Oates.
Mm.
And then people were tweeting at her, is it Louis? I think, I could be wrong, but this is what I remember. People were tweeting at her and asking if it was Louis, and she said no.
Hmm.
She said it wasn't.
And then she had to issue a full retraction and then delete fucking everything.
Yeah. And she said something on her podcast.
Hmm.
I think was that was the original thing.
Yeah.
Maybe what I heard was her explaining it to Todd Glass. Because, yeah, I just remember that she had ended up saying it wasn't Louis.
Yeah.
So, when you, really like a comic and you hear someone say that and then they go, but it's not Louis, and they're the one that fucking said it, then you go, okay, well, I don't know what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would come up again from time to time. But the other places I saw it were always, like, YouTube. The YouTuber would be talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be the same kind of YouTuber that talks about lizard people and other shit. Like, it would have that low, weird voice. You know, the...
So you just thought it was a conspiracy theorist thing?
I thought it was something that when... that happened with Kirkman when she said that and then said it wasn't him. I thought people were just running with it and continuing the rumors.
Oh, no, it definitely happened.
No, I mean, I know that now.
Yeah.
I'm saying what I thought about it when I would hear it and it would come up, and it was just one of, I don't know, it's just one of those things where it's like, whether I believe this at that point or not, like, I don't have a line to Louis C.K.
I mean,
like, I have, there's nothing I could have done to affect that. I mean, I guess if everybody was just talking about it all the time, like, maybe, like, it would have come out faster.
Yeah.
Maybe, if, you know, but I just don't, I don't know what people, because that's the big thing that people are kind of complaining about, at least on my feed, is that a lot of guys are acting shocked or surprised. And I'm not shocked or surprised. I was surprised to hear it confirmed, and then for him to be like, yep, that's what I do, that's my thing.
Mm.
That was kind of surprising to me, to just having it been out there, and then, oh shit, it's legit.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the shock. It wasn't that no one knew about it or never heard it before.
Hmm.
'Cause there are people that, like my friend Lindsay was pointing out. There are people acting like it's coming completely out of left field, but they know, like, every headliner in every town is, and, like, they know every fucking, you know, in and out about comedy, but they want to act like they never heard that shit.
Mm.
Like, so I get that.
Like, yeah, it's,
That's an annoying thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Oh, Lord, Mr. C.K., I swears, I didn't know you checked off in front of no white ladies.
But, I heard Jim Norton talk about it, who actually knows the guy and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, like, he'd heard it before, and just didn't, like, he'd heard recently when Tig Notaro, wrote something vague about it, and, you know, what people were saying that was. I heard him talk about it then, and then more, you know, obviously the other day. But even he, like, even knowing the guy, like, he was like, yeah, I believe it. I believe five people aren't just making up stuff. Like, that doesn't make sense either.
Mm-hmm.
Just logically. But, yeah, I don't know. I think the one thing that really hurts is, well, you know, I don't mean that. Obviously, you have to explain. It hurts everyone in the situation. But what I think is rough is that he was asked recently in the New York Times or something, and, like, someone addressed it with him, and he said, oh, those are just rumors. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, he's come out and confirmed it and stuff like that and made kind of an apology. Not
as has been pointed out on my feed, which, by the way, fuck all of you from the bottom of my heart about not shutting up about this. This has not been a fun weekend for me. Because this kind of conversation, you know, brings out some bad shit that's going on in other people's lives. This isn't just about you. It's been that, he didn't use the word sorry at all.
Right.
So, I don't know if it's an apology. I think it's just a very well-worded admission of guilt.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it's a semantics thing. I think a admission of guilt and acknowledgement of the pain caused and everything is overall an apology. I mean, I think the definition of apology is like covered within what is worded. But then from there you can, I mean, it's, you know, is it good enough or is it only because he had no other options?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it seemed to be like deny, deny, deny until it's like, well, now the New York Times has named the women. So.
Yeah.
You're screwed, buddy.
Yeah. But somebody, I forget who said it. I was talking to somebody, and maybe it's better I don't to say who it is, but they said, wouldn't it be funny if he just tweeted, I'm gay?
Yeah, I've seen that joke a couple of times.
Yeah.
It would be funny. We also were discussing at length that you can get away with that as long as you're hilarious when you're doing it. Because I don't know if, you know, not even the big comedy nerds know this, but Steve Martin would often corner people and jack off in front of them. But the reason that nobody talks about it is because he'd say, what can I say? I'm a wild and crazy guy.
Yeah,
and then he comes. Have, he and would have skips an arrow, away.
An arrow through his head.
Yeah. He really gave you a thrill.
Oh man, it's really disappointing. And it, what I, other than all the obvious things that suck about it, it's a real blow to stand-up comedy overall, I think.
Why?
Because people are because they're just gonna associate stand-up comedy with sexual assault. I mean, this is like, if
I mean, this
at
is
the height of Carlin's popularity, if this had happened, like, this, I think in hindsight he would have been at that level, but he's not gonna be now. But you know,
no, but I mean, look, there's been weirdo there's as much weirdo shit that goes on in stand-up comedy as there is in any other art. So it's not going to destroy stand-up comedy. That's ridiculous.
I don't mean it's going to destroy it. I think it, I don't, just from what I've been reading and everything, people are kind of blaming the comedy. It's almost like they're blaming the art form.
Oh, no, people do that all the time, and those people are stupid. Yes, it's, there's some shit that happens in this business that, you know, protects people like that, but that is across everywhere in entertainment and pretty much, any,
in
like,
manufacturing.
Yeah.
In service industry.
Yeah, it happens everywhere. This isn't a problem that's limited to comedy, but because, like, we're in entertainment and somehow, like, our little foibles are more interesting to the general public than, you know, the guy at their Applebee's that can't stop fingering the underage waitresses in the cooler.
Right. You know. And the thing is, there's not a single, I guess no businesses, but there's not like a comedy corp, you know, like the Comedy Corporation. Mm-hmm. There's Comedy Central or like different mm-hmm. comedy record labels or bookers, but it's one of those things that's so, it's all, a lot of things are just independent. There's not like, there's no PR department mm-hmm. in comedy.
Not unless you have somebody to do that.
Human resources.
Yeah, there's no human resources.
That's what I meant. HR, yeah. Not PR. Yeah. Comedy is 98% PR.
Yeah.
But you're just doing it yourself.
Yep.
Yeah, there's not a, like, a human resources. So I think, you know, at least the nice thing is there's starting to be some kind of framework for dealing with stuff.
I mean, what a lot of the older guys are saying is that this is just like, you know, peak Facebook dragging, and this doesn't mean anything in the long run. You know, that this is still the consequence of it is people talk shit about you on social media for a little bit. But, you know, Carlos Mencia still works. His career got destroyed.
Yeah.
So,
I think it hurts somebody like Louis more than, like it would Jeff Foxworthy.
Is it because he has, like, all that shit he produces, or?
Because the Jeff Foxworthy crowd would vote for him as governor
yeah.
if he were sexually assaulting people. Whereas Louis, a huge part of his audience is just comedy nerds.
If you could tell a girl's age by her smell, you might be an Alabamian.
You might qualify for governor. You know, the fucked up thing is the laws in the South. Here's a funny one. They prohibit sodomy, so they basically make it illegal to be gay. So, like, if they want, you know, like, that's an actual law there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the age of consent is probably 14 or 15. And, like somebody said, somebody pointed out on Facebook, if the parents didn't press charges, it's not illegal in Alabama. Certainly, you still don't want to vote for that guy for governor, but
look,
or whatever the fuck he's running for.
Yeah, like, if you get a boner from kids, like, you know.
Yeah. No, 100%. I'm just telling you, the South is fucked up like that.
Yeah.
I went with my uncle one time. He was getting married, and
how old was she?
She was in her 20s.
Okay.
It wasn't that kind of thing. What I was, the reason I bring it up is I remember going in to get the marriage license, and all they do is make you hold up your left hand and swear that you're not cousins. And they will give you a marriage license in Alabama.
Well,
I had to sign a paper saying that in Ohio when I went to get mine, but in Alabama, you promise you're not cousins.
We promise. This be the fourth time you is.
Yeah. So I don't know what to tell you about what's going on in Alabama.
Look, all I'm saying is, you know, you've kind of shown where your priorities are. So go fuck yourself in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I think if they want us to secede, I think we should let them next time. Just, okay. Yeah. Let's build a ball now.
I know definitely what I'm doing, though. I'm threatening the children with deportation to Alabama anytime they're bad.
Yeah.
We're going to put you on the streets of Alabama.
I've changed my mind about this wall. I just want it in between the north and south.
Yeah, I mean, Mason-Dixon line wall would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for the Mexicans on the, you know, because they're going to be on the far side of that, but...
You know what?
Maybe,
look, buck up, boys, and come north. We like you here.
Yeah. Or stay there and just have wars with the South and then take their, like...
The South shall rise again. We didn't say how far south, though.
Yeah. We should, yeah. We should get Mexico to help us beat up the South.
I wonder how much it costs to start having the cartels coming in and,
yeah,
you know...
Maybe what they need every couple hundred years is a good ass whooping down there. They're all about beating your kids.
Yeah. Maybe we just have to beat our not as socially conscious kids.
Yeah.
Into.
But.
What is that? That's a man in a dress. What is that? That's a man in a dress. What is that? That's a lady. All right.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, Louis C.K., big city comic, proves that it's not just the South.
Yeah.
It's not just Trump people. That's the other thing that sucks about it is there's like all these kind of left-wing voices that are turning out to be real creeps.
Yeah.
Weinstein was a big Democrat donor.
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey was making a Republican president look gay on TV. And,
Oh, no, he was a Democrat.
Oh, is he?
Yes. In the
show? Oh, okay. I never watched it.
I haven't watched the last... most of the last season, now I'm not going to. So.
Yeah, not even because of that, but I figure if they cut it off, there's not a satisfying finale.
Oh yeah, they're never going to be able to end that show right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real tragedy of this.
That's why I can't watch it.
It's ruined.
I think if it were a complete series in 5-10 years, I could watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Now it's no longer binge-worthy.
Because a certain amount of years later, watching it, you're just like, ah, oh, man, that's so weird that guy's a pedophile. And then you just binge watch it. And every once in a while, you're like, ah, that guy. You get out of here, you.
You scamp.
Yeah.
So the latest conspiracy theory that I heard, though, is that Corey Haim gave Charlie Sheen AIDS.
Uh-huh.
And that is why Corey Haim died of pneumonia while he was in rehab. It was AIDS related.
Oh.
Yeah.
6 months ago, if I heard that, I'd be like, that sounds crazy. But now I don't know anymore.
Wild and wacky 2017.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, all the celebrities were dying, and this year, they're all raping people and shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they it's a hot mess, man.
Damn broke. Simultaneously, in the world of politics, Trump is tweeting at a guy who might have nukes that can reach us, that he's a short, about being a short, fat man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did. I couldn't avoid it.
Can you pull that up? It's over here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that'll be easy to find, fella. There's a whole bunch of people quoting it in my goddamn feed. Now they're checking in with their untapped badges, which...
What does that mean?
It's a stupid app that people have attached to their Twitter and it annoys me.
Tap badge.
Yeah, I don't care. It's annoying. I don't like it. It makes me want to unfollow people, but then they'll get their feelings hurt.
Isn't there a way to not follow people but still follow them?
Yeah, but it involves like searching their shit out.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that. That's crazy. I don't need to follow somebody on the down low. I can either follow them or I will leave them alone. That part of my life is over. This is having a hard time loading. So
I think it was I can paraphrase it. I don't know why Kim Jong-un would call me old. I've refrained from... He didn't say refrained. I haven't called him short and fat so far. Trying really hard to be his friend. Maybe someday I will. Is that about right?
It says, why would Kim Jong-un insult me by calling me old when I would never call him short and fat? Oh well, I try so hard to be his friend, and maybe someday that will happen. Exclamation point.
I have to say that's some next level passive aggressive
yeah.
shit for a president.
Yeah, that's you know, as people are giving Trump way too much credit for being aggressive, because that's very passive aggressive.
It's just a I expect that silliness from a Louis C.K. from a groper.
Well, I mean, here's he is also a groper.
Yeah, but he gets to keep on trucking.
Yeah. Well, you know. Like, 100 million people don't like Louis C.K. So.
Yeah. What do you think people would do if Louis C.K. ran against Trump?
Man.
The battle of the...
The masturbator versus the pussy grabber.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to vote for either of them. I think that's how we get Bernie Sanders.
But he's a Russian spy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing about Jen Kirkman. She's kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and it's like, what are you doing saying this wrong shit crazy? Not like... Ooh, a little emotional, are we? No. It's,
yeah.
Like, clearly you believe things that aren't true. Kind of crazy. Like, Bernie Mac is talking to me through the television in Spanish, crazy.
Schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Voices
in your head are telling you to buy lottery tickets. You must take your pills with pancakes and nothing else. That kind of crazy.
Let's get out of that.
All right.
Out of Trump, out of Louis. My favorite story that I saw this week.
All right.
Was this guy's been brought to trial finally. It was this fella robbed a bank in blackface.
Ooh.
A few months ago, and he's having a trial now. But my favorite thing is the article that I read about it, because this person did not give a fuck that he robbed a bank. That this guy robbed a bank. The person writing it, they only ran this story so they could talk about how racist he is. And I thought it was a perfect modern article about a bank robbery. Because in the days of yore, when someone robbed a bank at gunpoint, they were a bad guy. they were the bad guy in the movie. Now, if you do it in blackface, that's why you're the bad guy. No, they...
Hey, look. All right, the racism is implied if he gets caught, because he's white and he's going to jail.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a choice. You become racist in there.
well, I think if he kept it on while he was in jail, he would have been okay. He would have gotten by.
Yeah.
He just had to keep
it. Hi, fellas!
Oh, they got to me for bank robbery. I was just trying to make ends meet.
I had to feed my 15 illegitimate children.
We're to be clear, the bit is this guy is racist.
Please be fair.
He's in jail in blackface.
Yeah.
And he's not Robert Downey Jr. He's not pulling. It's not Hollywood blackface.
No. No, this is,
I was just gonna sit here and join your gang.
Oh no, sir. I don't want a tattoo. Brand me. It looks better than my dark skin.
Yes, sir, fellas. I fuck everybody's wife, too.
A job? What's a job, sir? I ain't never had no job.
Is this the way I get my food stamps? I don't know what voice I'm doing
anymore. Yeah, yeah, no.
I lost it.
It's okay.
Oh, what a great time to be alive.
Yeah. What a mess.
Yeah, the author of that article was very indignant that this guy would do blackface. But robbing the bank was totally cool.
Yeah. Like, yeah, smash the state, but you better not do it in blackface.
Yeah. I wonder how many people you have to kill in blackface before blackface is not part of the story.
No, I mean, have something to blame it on.
Because even if a mass shooter got like 30 or 40 people again, but they were in blackface, the story would still be mass shooter in blackface. Like, at least the news stories would start to get buried a bit.
You know what, Chris? I have a plan.
I hope it's not the plan. We've already been over the plan. Early Sad Boys days on this very podcast. The plan was to drive someone crazy enough to do a mass shooting and then stop them. So we could be the heroes.
That's right. That was a good plan. That's a way better plan than the plan I had.
Yeah, here's
I don't know if we can drive them crazy enough to do it in blackface.
Yeah, here's what I
with. There's one guy we can.
Who's that?
Zach Hudak.
That guy's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Already.
He put Nutella on his face.
Did he? Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's the worst. It got press. You dumb idiots in Pittsburgh gave that guy press.
Like, they got mad at him.
Faggots.
Mad enough.
Stop giving that guy press.
Because they get mad enough at him to talk about it.
They're like, ooh, I hate that guy. Let me tell everybody how I hate that guy. It's like, that's not how you handle someone like that.
Yeah.
We don't talk about the terrible, terrible people in this town because they don't deserve it.
Well, I got to tell you something.
Okay.
I started acting on that plan.
Oh.
What I did is I paid 5 women to go to the New York Times.
Oh no!
Coincidentally, the guy they accused was like, yeah, that happened. So he's halfway crazy. So the plan is in effect.
Alright.
Yeah.
So we have. Alright.
Also, I paid an actor. To tell the New York Times that Kevin Spacey tried to hump him.
Oh, man.
When he was 14.
Ooh. Man, You're offering some hefty cash there for a guy that, you know, sometimes can't afford gas to record. Yeah, you spent your money wisely, though, sir.
Yeah,
that's plans where, more important.
That's where it all went.
Yeah.
So soon, somebody will be crazy enough, and then we'll have to figure out how to pull them back from the brink. Because the bad news is, we don't have that part of the plan.
I mean,
we don't know how to stop them.
Haven't you been training your army of super whores?
I wish.
Chris, we talked about this.
I wish, but I have a confession. I only have one super whore.
That's not an army.
Yeah. It's too bad.
You need an army. Or,
Hey, where do Polacks keep their armies?
I don't know. Where do Polacks keep their armies?
In their sleeveys. Have you never heard that?
No.
Stop me if you've heard this one.
No. I've never heard that, and I'm so sad right now. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. No, the first Polack joke I ever heard was, how do you get a one-armed Polack out of a tree? Wave.
Yeah. My grandmother's husband was a Polack. And he always did that old gag about how he was dreaming that he ate a giant marshmallow and he woke up and his pillow was gone. That's what he kind of stuff he would tell us when we were kids.
Ah.
Very smart. Funny guy.
He sounds like a hoot.
Yeah.
Is that where you get it from, Chris? Is that where you get it from?
Yeah. My step-grandfather.
Yeah. Comedy doesn't pass biologically. It passes from stepson to stepson.
It passes through trauma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently.
How are you going to be a comic if you don't get raped?
Whoa. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Take it easy.
I'm not belittling anybody's experience. I'm dealing with my own. Fuck off.
Those things have to cross. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah, fair.
I don't want to go in that direction.
Yeah.
Anymore. What else? We talked about the Sham Hottam attack show already. We've hit everything on my production sheet.
Oh shit.
That was what I had. I wrote down Slasher, but that's just a show I watched. That was pretty good.
Is that like Canadian Horror Story? Somebody called it that.
Did they?
On the social media.
I don't know if it's Canadian. It played more like Scream, the first season did. I don't know. Maybe it's an anthology thing too. I haven't watched the second one yet. Mm. It might be a different town and shit, like, different story.
Okie dokie.
But I guess you could call it that, but American Horror Story covers a lot of different things. Slasher covers slasher stories.
Okay.
And the first one was very much in the vein of Scream, where it was kind of a mystery who the slasher was, and it had something to do with the main character's parents and yada yada. A lot of the Scream hallmarks, the TV show Scream version, as well as the movie. But, it was the same kind of thing, but it was pretty good. It's not bad. I have to see what the second season is.
How many stabs would you give it?
Out of 5?
Sure.
Like 3.5.
3.5 stabs. So you leave the knife in them, you monster?
Yeah.
Alright.
My hope is that it is an anthology, and one of the seasons is A Nightmare on Elm Street, like, another take on that, a similar kind of thing.
The Simpsons have already done the definitive take on that, so.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens when my book comes out.
All right. That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Very exhausting weekend.
Yeah.
I did a mental illness podcast on Friday, and it took me a couple days to recover from that one. It gets pretty intense, so.
What was that? What podcast was that?
On Let the Hate Flow Through You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Who was on? Who was the guest?
Angel Keller.
She hates mental illness.
She hates mental illness stigma. I think we all hate mental illness. Yeah.
She hates people with mental illness. What a monster.
No, that's not it at all. But
yeah,
I it could be an episode, and that might be the first episode where we stab somebody.
I want to come on and do Christmas.
Aww, you hate Christmas?
Yeah, bah humbug.
That's what I say. Oh, you're a real Scrooge, Chris Paul.
Yeah, well, Christmas is offensive to dead people.
To dead people?
Yeah. It's offensive to survivors.
Okay.
It's a bad time of year for people who've lost family members. And I think we should quit having it.
Okay.
That's not why I hate it. I just made that up.
No.
I hate the fucking... I hate how long the season is. I hate that I gotta listen to people get upset because other people have to work that day. Because I don't give a fuck who has to work. I know that's a big, leaning thing that I should be concerned about. Because it's about unions and workers' rights and shit. But I don't give a fuck if somebody has to work on Thanksgiving or Christmas. Fuck them.
Alright. Alright. So, you know.
I'll work.
I mean, I've worked both those days back when I had to.
Yeah, I've done it.
I don't give a shit.
You fucking, it's not that important that it happens that day. You can celebrate the day before, the day after, you fucking work around it.
Yeah.
It goes on for 6 months now. Having that one exact day doesn't fuck off.
You know, you can give your presents anytime. Doesn't really fucking matter. If the presents don't happen on Jesus' birthday, that doesn't make them any less special.
Yeah, and literally half of people with kids are divorced, so they don't even have, like, the fucking, like, you can work your schedule around each other working.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, they have to be home for Christmas.
It's not home.
Yeah.
Well, I want them for Christmas.
It's my other home. Yeah, all that shit about, oh, I have to get home for, yeah. You can get home the 26th and still fucking like each other.
Deal with it.
But yeah, I want to come on and do Christmas.
Let's think about it. My original plan wasn't to have repeat guests on until after episode 100, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm just doing it like that, so I can get as many people on as I can. And get a wide variety of topics. Like, my backup list is really fucking long. It is just, you know, we keep getting pitches all the time, so... It's just what it is. We're popular.
You're great.
You're welcome. Like most of the listeners on this show crossed over from mine. So.
Well, you're making assumptions.
Yeah.
just because they have the same country of origin doesn't mean they're the same people.
Yeah. I know.
Our numbers are down, actually, but we don't have to talk about that.
I blame...
tapered off a little.
I blame a lack of controversy on this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, we need more hot, controversial content. Once you tag this, that you're taking a side in the war on Christmas...
Yeah.
And that's your anti-Christmas, and you hate baby Jesus Christ, and you want all of his followers to be circumcised.
I don't believe in
for
him.
For the evil Jew army. They're coming in to destroy Christmas and burn down good Gentile homes with their Hanukkah menorahs.
How can we be having a war with Christmas when it just gets bigger? If we're at war with Christmas, Christmas is like the Blob. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Where every time they tried to fight it, it just got bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Christmas in the war on Christmas. It just expands longer and longer every year.
That's just it's a stupid marketing tactic anyway. Those goddamn pagans and Jews are trying to take away your holiday. You better spend more so they can't stop you.
Yeah, when in reality, all they're doing is selling more shit that says a different variety of greetings on it.
Yeah.
That's all that's about. Happy holidays. No Jew gives a fuck if you say Merry Christmas. It's all made up anyways.
It depends on how you say it. Much like the word Jew is either a descriptive term or a pejorative, all in how you say it. Merry Christmas is either a friendly greeting or Merry Christmas, a message.
Yeah. If you're saying it to people knowing that they're not gonna you're being a dick. You know you're being a dick. That's what I hate about all this shit, dude. The whole fuck, like, all the Trump people and all the shit going on, when they throw back shit that they learned from the left, that they hate about the left, like, you know you're just being a dick. Like, you know that's what you're doing, but you'll act like, no, I'm just about this, I just think this is freedom, and no, you're just being an asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you know it.
Hey guys, how come I'm not allowed to be an asshole anymore? Well, world changes.
I'm trying to think of really of a good example of you know, that they've co-opted things that they accuse the left of doing. I mean, the whole hypocrisy thing is, you know, oh, well, what about the time this person did this thing?
Yeah.
To, you know.
Donald Trump admits to grabbing vaginas on the bus is somehow equivalent to several women have accused Hillary Clinton's husband of sexual assault.
Right. And,
our guy is a pedophile, but you know what? So is Jesus's dad.
What? Are you telling me Jesus's dad fucked him? I never heard that.
Yeah, I don't know if you knew this about God.
Oh,
God
no.
loves to diddle little kids.
Oh, but I like his stand-up so much.
I know. It's going to be difficult. Like, how are you supposed to watch the Christian comedy
tour? He's so funny. Have you seen a duckbill platypus?
Oh, man. God's greatest joke. Are you kidding me? That thing should close each and every night at every club.
I can't believe that about God.
Yeah.
It's, I'm shocked.
God gets a boner for kids.
I never heard those rumors.
Well, they've been confirmed. Because...
Oh, is it the Catholic God?
Well, no. It was, you know, every god. Pretty much. Yeah.
Thor?
Yeah, Thor. Turns out, big pederast.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was, he just summoned those giant lightning bolts as competition. Because he was compensating for his tiny child anus sized pecker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that he diddled Spider-Man?
Well, Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. And did you know a spider can take it in its little booty hole?
It doesn't even make sense. I think Thor diddled Spider-Man, and that's why he was something about power and responsibility.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility. And that's what Louis C.K. forgot.
Yeah. He did.
He should have watched more Spider-Man and jerked off in front of people less.
Yeah. I don't get the appeal of jerking off in front of people, considering that I've never done well in front of an audience when it comes to that.
I do fine, but I don't get that. That does not appeal to me at all.
No. It's I know a couple other people that have done it. And I don't get it.
They've done it without acid,
like one guy I know has sent a video of himself jerking off unsolicited to a lady.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ah, that's even worse, because that's just not...
I don't know if it's worse.
Because
that's pretty easy to prove.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's worse as far as... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. It just seems worse because it's like, here's some, it already happened.
Yeah.
Like, I already jerked off, and here's the memory of it.
Well.
But at least you can delete, I don't know. Doing it live or over, like, does that make it less of an assault? Over video.
I don't know.
FaceTime.
Look, I don't want to be the is it rape guy.
Yeah.
That's not who I want to be. I'm not a cop. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm just a sick, sick boy.
Yeah. I guess we shouldn't get into that.
Yeah.
I only said it because it's what popped into my head in the moment. Mm-hmm. It's all horrible.
The heat of the moments.
Because I lost my mind for a second there.
Yeah.
I was horrified at the idea of accidentally sending some, like, a video.
Yeah. It's like, ooh, shit, sorry.
Yeah, like the idea of tweeting it or a dick pic on accident or something like that. That's what sidetracked me. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's all awful. The whole world is just awful. I don't even, you know, earlier when I was saying that I think it harms stand-up in general, I guess what I mean is the style that supposedly, like, super honest style of stand-up that Louis kind of popularized. But I guess that wasn't just him. That was that whole group of comics, I think. Like Norton and Doug Stanhope and all these guys.
Mm-hmm. He's not the only one. He was just very good at it.
Yeah. Louis would be like the Nirvana of that, where it's like there were plenty of grunge bands around. Like, this was just the one that got the popularity.
This is going to be really, really floating around the conspiracy websites. Once Louis C.K. goes all shotgun mouthwash next week.
The Nirvana reference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he might. That could happen.
Yeah.
Would
it make you happy?
He has a bit about how that's always, like, how he likes having that option.
Yeah.
Would it make me happy?
Yeah.
It would just make the whole thing easier.
Ah.
Because if he doesn't, the other thing, like, one of two things will happen. mm-hmm. he will kill himself.
Okay.
Or he will try to make a comeback several years down the road. Because what else is he going to... He's not going to go be an insurance salesman. Like, he's still got... His kids are relatively young. He's got to support people for years to come.
Look, I think you can have a perfectly good career jerking off in front of people that are trying to buy insurance.
I suppose.
Oh, you want full coverage, do you? Let me show you how you get full coverage at this agency.
I think the like maybe he could go be like a like just an uncredited movie editor. Like just work in production somehow.
He could be he could be a script doctor.
Yeah, grunt work.
Mm-hmm.
That where he's just not really credited and it's not about him at all.
Or he can kill himself.
Or, yeah. I guess it's three things could happen.
Mm. Yeah.
Or probably more. I don't know.
You know what's going to happen when he tries to make his comeback. The opening shot of his very next special will be him jerking off.
Do you think he's going to go that route of trying to address that and make it funny?
Yes.
Like, that's the biggest challenge as a comic. I guess that is the...
You have two options, Louis. Three, actually. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, that makes me nervous. Just thinking about that.
Mm.
Because that is the... Like, what drives the dude, obviously, is... And, like, that would make sense for him to try to do eventually... is, like, to talk about it in such a way that makes him not necessarily sympathetic, but forgivable in some way. Of, like, almost, like, the biggest, getting the crowd back maneuver ever.
Yeah, this is all a plot.
Yeah.
Louis's gonna make the big save.
Yeah, I doubt it, but that...
Just, or he's going to eat bullets.
Yeah. But, I mean, just seeing how he's worked as a comic over the years, like, that probably would be in his head to try.
Mm.
But who knows? I think the eating bullets thing could really happen.
Or he could try to be the next Eddie Izzard.
He could go overseas and tour other places and shit.
Yeah, he could go overseas and tour other places in a dress. In a dress. See, this is the spacey maneuver taken to its next logical step. If CK comes out as trans,
and then it worked for Jenner, like. Announcing it right after murdering someone with her car.
Yeah.
So, there's that.
This is what I feel the most likely solution he's going to use is.
Yeah. Well, I think we've stretched this out and upset all of our peers.
Much like Louis is going to do in order to tuck his tiny little dick in between his legs so he can be a more effective lady. When he goes on his overseas tour.
What's the, 16 horses? Is it 16 horses? Wild horses? The fucking song Jason Mewes is from
Hannibal. Oh, that's Lecter. Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses. Where the fuck did 16 horses come from?
I don't know. I don't know why you sang 16 horses and then wild horses. Like,
yeah.
Chris has one thing on his mind.
Horse cock.
Yeah. Incorrect. An uncircumcised
big
black man.
Big ol' equestrian cock.
Chris likes to watch animals come when they slap it against their belly a few times.
Yeah. I got no follow-up.
All right.
At Dirty Shear, at Real Chris Paul. email this show at adhomattackshow@gmail.com. And follow Ryan DiPerna if you want. At that's at wopfaggot on twitter.com.
Yep.
At party all the Ryan. I don't know what else. What else? Anything else?
When's this coming out?
Tomorrow. Monday.
All right, so if you're listening to this, like, early in the evening, Chris and I will be at the 6th Annual Suicide Prevention Benefit at the Funny Stop. The show starts at 8. His son Adonis's band, Sean Boyd's son Adonis, is going on at 7. They're a Nirvana tribute band.
Nice.
Yeah. And then, yeah, Chris and I will be there along with Big Chevy. And Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, because that's this week, isn't it?
No.
No, that's next week? Okay, yeah. So next Wednesday, Chris and I will be at Toth's place doing a dirty show. So that's free.
Perhaps even 2 weeks.
I don't know.
This is only the... Yeah, whatever day it is.
The 22nd.
Fucking iPhone, if you're listening to this. Just look at the calendar.
Look at the calendar. I probably invited you to the event if you're friends of mine on Facebook. But,
yeah,
like, you know, it's free. It's the day before Thanksgiving. It'll be,
That's in Menor?
It's in Menor by the Walmart.
We're also at another show the Wednesday after that.
Yeah, the Wednesday after that, we're...
Cam's Corner?
Yeah. Doing Spider Jones's show at, McIntyre's, I think it's called. PJ McIntyre's.
Yeah.
George Dunn used to have a show there. Now Spider Jones does. And we're on it with Howard Lester, who's an old friend of mine. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, there's a bunch of other people as well. And the Ad Hominem Attack Show, first Saturday of every month at the East End Bistro. And we talked earlier about what's going to happen there next. It's part of the Cleveland Comedy Festival. Will also have some out-of-town folks battling, I believe.
But make sure you get out quick afterwards, because, you know, there are 3 doors out of there and 3 hosts. We know how to hold your attention.
That's not... I don't... It's not cool to joke about.
Fuck you. Yes, it is. You people have put me through enough this weekend.
That'll do, pigs.